This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So according to Rasmussen, some 30%, or two-thirds rather, of Americans, I should say, believe almost anyone can find a job, and that almost half the Americans still see work as the best way out of poverty. Now, wait a minute. That's not a government jobs program, is it? That's not a government program of any kind, is it? It sounds like good old-fashioned hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and perseverance might be the best way to get out of poverty. I don't know. I got to tell you, the Biden administration and the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they have their work cut out for them, ladies and gentlemen, to try to make people understand that, no, that's not it. It's government. It's government. It's not actually doing something in the economy. It's not actually doing something to further your own advancement. Nope. You need government to take care of you. Okay, so I don't know. They're probably very worried about this Rasmussen poll and probably having meetings about it right now. Folks, what we're doing right now is we're starting out hour number two of the Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the show this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody on AM 930 as well. And, of course, welcome to everyone along the GCN network, and good morning to everybody up there at GCN. And, of course, they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. So welcome one, welcome all. It is Monday. That's okay, because we are right here with you. Whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us this morning, because we have an awful lot to tell you about. Really going to be chock full again here, even on this Monday edition, as we start getting, you know, back into the swing of things, back for the week here. And I think there's lots of good stuff ahead this week. And, of course, we're looking towards Christmas time coming up. And I hope that you got your shopping done. Or if you're not doing shopping. And by the way, I have some friends of mine and a particularly good friend of mine. They find out that, you know, they do other stuff during the year. They get what they need. And especially if you have to do some home repairs and things like that. Well, that can kind of eat into the Christmas budget. So, yes, some people declare that to say this was our Christmas present for ourselves this year. You know, and I think everybody out there absolutely can relate to that. But that is a really good question, though, about public, consumer spending, I should say, and whether or not it's really going to be a banner year for retailers, either online or brick and mortar. Well, we'll find out. But what I'm hearing from people that talk to me, people aren't going all out this year. It's not that they're not doing Christmas presents. It's that they are simply being more cautious. They don't want to overspend. They don't want to go too far, because inflation has already taken its horrible toll on so many. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program, of course. We do want to tell you, because I mentioned this first hour in the intro lead-in, and that was this story that we found on Fox News. An Islamic convention featuring Hamas leaders says War would end if nuclear-armed Pakistan threatened Israel. So, yeah, I guess this is, you know, just want peace. You know, we just want peace. And, you know, let's go to Pakistan and have a convention. And I was just kind of joking around earlier, and because I just can't imagine what Hamas officials do at a convention. You know, they get a great gift bag. Maybe they have a party by the pool. Maybe there's a concert or something. I don't think they have Cirque du Soleil, but there's something like that. You know, I'm sure that they just have like a lot of fun and mingle. And, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a Hamas official. We run a terrorist group, and of course, we're trying to destroy Israel. I mean, I'm not trying to be flip, but I am trying to point out the absurdity of this whole thing. Okay? Because it actually does kind of burn me up a little bit. Hamas leaders going to a convention in Pakistan. So this from Fox News. Hamas leaders and Islamic scholars met in Pakistan's capital for a convention last week and argued that Israel's war in Gaza would end if Pakistan, a country armed with nuclear weapons, threatened Israel. Their comments were widely reported in Pakistani newspapers and picked up by the Middle East Research Media Institute, which aims to bridge the language gap that exists between the West and the Middle East, quote-unquote. The conference, titled The Sanctity of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Responsibility of the Islamic Ummah, was organized by Pakistan Ummah Unity Assembly, a network of Islamic religious organizations. One of the featured speakers, Ismail Hanaya, was quoted as calling for nuclear-armed Pakistan to play a more robust role in the Israel-Hamas conflict. No kidding. Pakistan is a strong country. If Pakistan threatens Israel, then the war can stop, Hanaya said. We have lots of expectations from Pakistan. Pakistan can force Israel to retreat. He deemed Jews, quote, the biggest enemy of Muslims in the world, quote unquote. His words, not mine, folks. In this war, our 20,000 children, women, and men have been martyred, he said. At this time, we are destroying Israel's most modern weapons. We have hope we will succeed. Well, once again, too, we also have to take with a grain of salt, and I hate to say this, there's a lot going on, obviously, in Gaza in terms of the Israel operations going on there. But we can't trust anything Hamas tells us about anything. Remember the hospital bombing? So we don't trust whatever they say, but they are very serious about this, and it tells me something else, too. They're not doing very well. So, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Second segment of hour number two, just around the corner. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there. Run, run, Rudolph. I'm reeling like a
merry-go-round. I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
now hanging over the Democrat Party elite, the left, and the media, and everybody. It just, you know, they are going to be, it's going to get more and more desperate to try to explain to you why somehow if you're supporting Donald Trump, and not everybody's supporting Donald Trump, I know that. This is, you're going to have some diehards who say, well, I want one way or the other. They're supporting Trump or they're not supporting Trump. And I think that's just a byproduct of how our, you know, political system sort of pans out sometimes. But be that as it may, the far left is going to continue to tell you how somehow just even the thought of Donald Trump is just going to ruin everything. I mean, literally just ruin everything. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. It's 949-822-7959. Hyperwriters are standing by to take your call this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message. And we'll see you here and be able to mention it during the broadcast this morning. But the reason I'm bringing up Donald Trump, number one, is that I think we got another poll that talks about how GOP voters. Yeah, here it is, right here from Breitbart. President Donald Trump is dominating the Republican primary polls with 69% support, up 7 points from November, a Fox News survey released on Sunday revealed. The Republican is the clear favorite among GOP voters, with his support having grown by a whopping 26 points since February. Now, that's what these debates thrown in, right? It's interesting to me that the debates really never moved the needle at all. In fact, you know, of course, we've seen dwindle, you know, the number of candidates dwindle who could qualify for the debate. And some have, of course, suspended their campaigns already. There's going to be more following suit here, I think, as soon as we get through Christmas time. But nevertheless, there's and we were talking about this the other day with Denise Simon as well. And I think as well with Chris Markowski, there's nobody that's emerged out of these debates, regardless of their experience with Governor DeSantis, for example, or even Nikki Haley, and she does and has been a governor and been ambassador to the United Nations and so forth. But nobody has emerged that seems to have that ability to catch Donald Trump. So now that is incredibly significant. So the left is no longer sort of counting on this idea that, well, somebody will kind of emerge and, you know, there's really going to sort of be a showdown in the GOP. Who's going to get the nomination? And it'll be a fight to the finish line and all this. No, it's not going to be like that at all. Even James Carville, and I think we've got an audio clip from him we'll play here in a little bit, but he talked about how he's resigned that it's Biden versus Trump. He's resigned as Biden versus Trump. Overall, now, of course, something could occur. You know, Gavin Newsom can come in and be the nominee if Biden steps aside. You know, all these things are in the realm of possibility. But generally speaking, right now, the nominees would be Biden versus Trump again. And it's not even close in terms of Trump, at least from what we can tell right now. When people start really voting, you know, things could change. And if they do, well, then we'll see how that goes. But right now, the far left is still going to be incredibly scared of Donald Trump, and they're willing to tell you virtually anything about this. Now, this is a clip we have. It's a clip that we have with Jen Psaki over at MSNBC. I want you to hear what Jen Psaki has to say. This is a former chief of staff at the DHS under Donald Trump. Just hear what she has to say, and then briefly we'll comment on that, and then we'll go to the telephone line. So let's listen in.
Miles, one of the things that Liz Cheney's been talking about that I am also obsessed with is kind of what damage he could do within government without even necessarily breaking the law, like how he could use the levers of government to bend to his will. You've worked in government. What scares you the most?
Well, the possibilities are almost limitless, and I spent nearly 2 years asking that question to people, and I wrote it in this book, Blowback, but to try to paint that picture, to try to understand what he would actually do by talking to all of my former colleagues at different departments and agencies under Trump and asking them that question, what will happen in a second term? The biggest concerns for me are on the national security side. I think Americans still don't understand the full extent of the president's powers and things Donald Trump could do, bubble wrapped in legalese, that would be damaging to the republic. And one of those that I've noted is there's something in the White House called the Doomsday Book. And for the first time, DHS gave authorization for me to mention this publicly. And the fact that there are concerns that that book, which is supposed to be used to protect the country in instances of armed foreign invasion or rebellion, it's the president's most extraordinary powers, could be picked up by Trump and used for domestic political purposes. He could invoke powers we've never heard a president of the United States invoke, potentially to shut down companies or turn off the internet or deploy the U.S. military on U.S. soil. We don't know because, you know, the things that are in there, the emergency powers of the president, aren't widely known to the American people.
Stop right there. Just got to stop right there. Wait a minute. So you have Jen Psaki, and you have this is a gentleman named Miles Taylor. So these are things that President Trump or any president, maybe it's better to put it that way, President Biden could invoke things within the powers of the presidency, within the law. But if Biden invoked these things, would that be destroying our republic? That's a good question. Second question is, why didn't President Trump do this before? Why didn't he get out the doomsday book and start leafing through the pages? You know, especially if Trump truly believed that the election was stolen, that there was a great travesty visited upon the American people. And I'm not talking about all the ins and outs of 2020. What I'm talking about is, what did President Trump believe? If he believed these things, then what would have stopped him from invoking the Doomsday Book at that time? If he really thought that the country was falling. So it's this kind of stuff. You know, say what you will about Donald Trump. Say what you will about his personality. Say what you will about his governing style. Say what you will about many of the unforced errors that he did make when he came into office, having not been in government or as a career politician and these kinds of things. These are things that can be rectified the second time around if Donald Trump is elected again. But to go down this rabbit hole of, well, he could do this, and he could invoke this, and he could deploy the U.S. troops on U.S. soil, and he could turn off the internet, and all this other kind of stuff. You know, it's amazing to me that they continue to try to do this kind of stuff, because there are other arguments about reelecting Joe Biden just don't add up, or just staying with the Democrat policies. They don't add up. That's why they will harp on abortion, right? They will continue this, even though it's been sent back to the states, and I don't want to get into a whole abortion discussion, but they will harp on it like they did back in the midterms. They will do this because it's a very emotional, a hot button issue, so they'll focus on stuff like that. Then they're going to focus on, well, Donald Trump will deploy the U.S. military against you. I don't know. Did Donald Trump ever talk about deploying the U.S. military against you? Is there anybody who's ever really mentioned this recently? Was it Joe Biden who said, well, if you're not happy, you better have some F-16s because, you know, we have, or F-15s or something like that. So, you know, we have those, and, you know, and it's like, ha, ha, ha. Well, if Donald Trump had ever said, hey, I've got some F-15s, so don't mess with me, they would have run over and impeached him right then and there. Absolutely. Well, folks, stay right there. It's just amazing to me sometimes what is coming out of the media. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
U.S. USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed.
AAA's Ayaxa Diaz.
AAA is projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes.
Researchers at The Ohio State University studied data from over 20,000 individuals and found that Americans consume up to 500 calories daily from snacks alone, which is often more calories than breakfast, but with less nutritional value. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Changes in autism reimbursements hit the new year in the Hoosier State.
Indiana will implement a rate for a therapy commonly used by children with autism at a rate much less than what healthcare providers received on average in the past. Families worry that clinics offering the critical therapy for children will accept fewer Medicaid patients. The change does come as Indiana and several other states are reducing pandemic protections to the program. Jason Walker reporting.
Preparing the Christmas delicacies, they sell to a loyal fan base, cookies, fruitcakes, other holiday goodies. It's the only means to keep the lights on, but it's also an enticing way to strengthen their ties with lay people. The religious sisters say they have to keep the balance between their vocation to prayer and earning their daily bread. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRochefort.
949-8227959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. I mean, again, I don't even know where to begin. We've got North Korea firing a ballistic missile into the sea. once again, wonderful North Korea is firing their missiles into the sea and scaring everybody. It's a very serious thing, obviously. Then, of course, we've also got this issue, and we'll probably mention this with Frank Silvato in hour number four. I think he had posted about this as well. This whole thing that went on with the sex tape on Capitol Hill, this is, unfreaking believable to me. But obviously, we live in very, very strange times. Indeed. But, of course, also, folks, we're watching what's happening in the Red Sea right now with the United States moving more warships into that area because the Houthi rebels in Yemen keep firing missiles and disrupting shipping. In fact, shipping is now beginning to shut down essentially in that area. The world's largest shipping carrier has suspended operations until further notice. So this isn't something that can just keep going for, an indefinite period of time. It just can't be. And so whether or not we can get Saudi Arabia to do something about the Houthis and their missile capabilities, or if we end up doing something ourselves, this can change in a heartbeat. Meanwhile, as we mentioned earlier, we've got Hamas officials. We were kind of making fun of it, but it is a very serious thing. They're over in Pakistan telling armed Pakistan to threaten Israel because they believe that will help end the war. So you tell me, how things are going out there, because it's not going very well at all. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program, 949-822-7959. And once again, of course, in terms of the political situation, Joe Biden has got to try to convince everybody that the economy is good, right? But at the same time, he's got people, even in places like Michigan, that may not really want to vote for him. This from Fox News. A group of Democrat voters from Michigan revealed to NBC News' Kristen Welker that they were reluctant about voting for President Biden in 2024 and overall not pleased with their options. Welker asked the group of five Michigan Democrats if they had decided who they were going to vote for in 2024 presidential election, and only three people raised their hands. I want the candidate that I vote for to earn my vote, Jesse Kelly, who said she was undecided, told Welker. The other undecided voter said she would probably agonize again at the ballot box and say, how do I do this? Welker asked the three other voters if they were reluctantly planning to vote to reelect Biden. Very reluctantly, one voter who revealed themselves to be transgender earlier in the segment responded after noting she would never vote Republican. Another voter said she wasn't as enthusiastic about the president as a candidate, but added that she supported Biden's efforts to bring down the price of insulin. So that's, this is why, it's never really just a monolithic thing, because voters do have particular issues that are near and dear to them, that have some major significance perhaps to their own lives. So it's not always just the economy. It's not always just this or that. It can come down to a variety of issues that are that one issue, for example, for a voter. One of the Michigan Democrat voters, Shelley Whitehead, said there was no way, quote-unquote, she would vote Republican and that she would reluctantly vote for Biden again. I really don't agree with his dealings in the Middle East right now, Whitehead explained. Also, his age, she says. A Fox News poll released on Sunday found that 54% of the Democrat Party want someone else as the party's nominee. Well, I think they will probably get that at some point, because I think the pressure is going to mount more and more about Joe Biden and about, for example, the impeachment inquiry. Now, here's an interesting thing. I think this really does bear significance here. The impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden is just that. It's an inquiry. I think there's good reason to have one, based on these different allegations of influence peddling that may have happened in the past, but also could have ramifications in the present. We don't know if it's ongoing right now. And the only reason I say that is because they do have to uncover all these different things. They have to make sure they know what they're dealing with. But they are not looking at a specific act. And I think this is important to point out. They're not looking at a specific act that Biden has done as president, per se, different from the other impeachments in U.S. history. So some will say, well, they're not looking at a specific act that they're going to then go and then impeach him for as an act by president. But this is a very weird and strange sort of case. The idea of this impeachment inquiry, which has built more teeth for subpoena power and investigative power, is actually a good thing because we don't know the extent of what we've already seen to have happened in the past and have good reason to believe that there has been influence peddling. So in a very, very real sense, this is not just a they're just fishing for something about Biden. They're just going on a fishing expedition hoping to find something that maybe he did. So when you hear people say, well, this is not based on a specific act done as president, like, firing somebody they can't fire, or doing this, going back to Johnson, basically, if I recall correctly, or going after Bill Clinton, or going after Donald Trump, where they could point to this and say, you did this on this date, and that's why we're impeaching you. For better or for worse, they had something to point to. But with Joe Biden, this is, it's like a chronic sort of overtime corruption problem that certainly bears investigation. So now whether or not they actually get to the point where they can actually have articles of impeachment may not be the ultimate result here. But what it will do is it's going to sow damage as all this stuff comes out. And it's not just, I don't think it should be done just for political purposes, because we need to know. If a president is somehow compromised in any way, Republican or Democrat, it's up to the American people. It's in the best interest of the American people to uncover it and to do something about it, right? But in this case, I think Biden will be so damaged that the Democrat Party will eventually just want to cut him loose and say, well, yes, you have advanced in age. Here, there are some other issues, obviously ongoing physical issues and so forth, mental issues, cognitive issues, maybe that's a better term, that we want to simply create a new narrative here. And that's what I think they're going to do at some point. It's going to be done before, right at that time of the convention, I would think, just so that they can try to, because what that does, it also minimizes the campaign time of the new candidate. So that they can have a very fast sort of lightning round blitzkrieg, if you will, of a campaign and try to change the narrative, harp on that narrative, minimize the amount of time and exposure, and get people like this who are hearing about in this story to say, okay, well, I was reluctant to vote for Joe Biden because of his age, and I don't like what he's doing in the Middle East right now. And but here's Gavin Newsom. He's kind of shiny and new, and look at that. And some of these different voters might say, okay, well, that takes away my reluctance factor. So it all kind of boils down to that kind of strategy and whether or not they're able to put that whole thing into play right at the right time. It's kind of like, if they can march down the field and kick a field goal and win the game, they'll do it, right? Because a win is a win is a win, right? All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Second Trucker Traveler Report of the morning. We got a great song. Stay tuned. Kyle Warren with you, and we will be right back. I promise.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation.
operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Well, we're having fun. It's Monday. We're having fun. We are. You know, I know Mondays aren't fun. Inherently, traditionally, Mondays aren't fun. But we're having fun here. And that's what we do right here on this program, folks. It's the best job in the world, at least as far as I'm concerned. And we have you to thank for that. Our listeners, we really appreciate you, and we really are very, very glad to hear from you, either by telephone, 949-822-7959, or simply head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, where you can send us a direct message. We heard from Richard the Marine earlier this morning as well. So once again, Semper Fi, Richard, and folks, we're glad to be with you, and we've reached the second Trucker Traveler Report this morning. I told you we had a great song lined up, and to keep you going through this through these Monday morning early hours across the radio dial, folks, this is a great Christmas classic, but it's done by Brooks and Dunn, and I think you will like it very much. Let's listen in.
Music Monday on the program, folks. And yes, we've designated Mondays exclusively for country music when we do the Trucker Traveler Report. We do some country music other times as well, obviously, but we just thought it had a nice ring to it. Country Music Monday. And so there you have it. And of course, we're heading towards Christmas time, so Brooks and Dunn, Winter Wonderland. And that is a great version of that song, folks. And I really like the arrangement on that. And I like all kinds of music. Everybody, people who have been listening to the show, listening to me for a while now, you know I like all kinds of different music. And we like to have an eclectic sort of gathering here when it comes to playing some of these songs. All right, so once again, folks, let's take a look at the weather map here real quick. We do continue to see there's a lot of rain, snow, precipitation, rain mixed with snow. If you're going to be in Maine, if you're going to be in Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New York State, almost the entire area of New York State covered in rain, in some cases moderate rain right now. Almost the entire eastern half of Pennsylvania is covered. Of course, Massachusetts, and my daughter's home from Boston, so that's good. She's kind of missed a lot of these this big storm that came through. But New York City, of course, covered in rain right now. Our new listener, Frederick, up there in New York City, once again, welcome, and thanks again, Frederick, for the kind words. We appreciate it so very much. Down through Washington, D.C., it looks like Richmond, Virginia, down through North Carolina, down towards Jacksonville, North Carolina. So do be careful out there, everybody. We also continue to see some of these freezing fog areas, and this is going to be in the area of the basically four corners of Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. Right in that whole vicinity there, you've got freezing fog in New Mexico and Arizona, at least according to these alerts, and then dense fog on the Utah and Colorado side. So be careful. Also, dense fog coming out of I-80. If you're coming out of Nevada, right there at the line, all the way to Salt Lake City, you've got a dense fog advisory all along I-80 there, so do be careful. We also continue to see a winter storm watch in the Sierra Mountains. This is going to be just west of Mammoth Lakes, coming down through California down towards Lone Pine, again, west of Lone Pine. We got a winter storm watch going on there. Also, Wisconsin, looks like this is going to be in the area of Green Bay, and that means you're going to get some snow coming in there as well. And some of the visibility could go down to under 1 mile with wind gusts up to about 35 miles per hour. Indianapolis, Indiana,
Indianapolis, Indiana also, of course, looks like they've got some snow in the offing there. It looks like they're expected snow showers, numerous snow showers expected to develop today as an Arctic front sweeps through. Now, this special weather statement for that area heads on down towards, looks through Evansville, Illinois, and down towards the borderline there with Tennessee. So be careful out there. We're seeing all that rain. Hasn't changed much since last hour. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And, of course, we're glad, of course, this morning to have Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook again with us here for bright and early. Denise, for this wonderful, wonderful Monday morning. Isn't it great that it's Monday?
And they just keep coming around every week. Imagine that.
That's right. That's right.
We can't stop it.
No, we can't. And, of course, as we get through the next several days, it's going to be finally Christmas. Next Monday is Christmas, as a matter of fact. So, I hope you got your shopping at least almost done. I'm almost done. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say I'm almost done.
I think I'm finished. All I have is stocking stuffers.
Oh, good. Well, that's one. See, you are so far ahead of the game. I envy that. Well, Denise, here we are on this Monday morning. We've got, of course, the U.S. Forces in the Red Sea repelled some, at least the last I heard, some 14 drones coming out of Yemen from the Houthis. Now they're moving more ships there, and there's talk about what the Biden administration could do. Do you think they'll do anything, or will Saudi Arabia step up?
I think we're only going to play defense. We're not going to play offense. And I can tell you that we have the technology to see exactly where they're coming from in Yemen, exactly where they're coming from. We've got the ability to look at those, coordinates and to deal with it. And we've had that for a long time. And so is Saudi Arabia. So what's the problem?
Exactly? Well, mm-hmm. What I had heard is that the Pentagon had been heretofore advising the Biden administration not to do anything about this. But now we know that the shipping is starting to shut down. One of the largest shipping carrier in the world. Yeah, Maersk, and there's another one, Mediterranean, I think. They're suspending operations until further notice. I mean, this is going to have an impact very, very quickly, I would think.
And why do we have a Pentagon? Why do we have a military? Is it only now to be completely woke and not do anything else? I mean,
that's actually a pretty good question, because it sure seems like it, because obviously this is a threat. The U.S. Navy, of course, typically holds these shipping lanes open as a matter of course around the world. But what's so special now?
If it isn't us, France steps in there often, and so does Britain. Where are they in all this?
Good question. Well, of course, one of the statements I saw was that, well, the Pentagon doesn't want them to anger Iran. I think Iran's already pretty angry, don't you think?
Why are we doing this? You know, it's. I was laying in bed last night thinking about all these things, and I came up with a motto for the Biden administration and for our Pentagon, and that's waivers versus bravers. You know, they'd much rather do waivers than be brave.
No kidding. Well, stay right there, Denise Simon. Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour headlines. We're going to pay a couple of bills because we need to. And then we're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon and your telephone calls. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.